If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you ask the right questions, you will weed out the wrong people. Booyah, that is a bar. When you ask the right questions, you will weed out the wrong people. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. And today is terms every single woman should know. And we are talking all about romanticizing today, romanticization today. I can never say that word. It always trips me up, y'all. But let's get into it. So what is romanticizing? What is romanticization? It is when you allow your emotions to override your logic of how you view a person because you want them to be something more than they actually are in your life, okay? I'm going to use it in a sentence. I was romanticizing him in every moment that we spent together. Even though he never showed up for me, he wasn't consistent, and he did not find me as a priority or place me as a priority in his life. Okay, listen, as a retired hopeless romantic, because right now I'm a hopeless romantic, I'm a hopeful romantic, amen. Let me say that again so we get it right. As a retired hopeless romantic, I am now a hopeful romantic. I have romanticized so many situations. So many men have been romanticized in my past, and it has led me to fall for potential, to date people who I knew I had no business dating, all because I wanted them to be something that they were not, because I just wanted my person, right? So I think many of us are guilty of this, because how many times have you been on a date and you listening to him and you know you need to be asking the right questions so you could really qualify this person as somebody who could someone who can potentially be a good mate. But instead of doing that, you're so in your heart, your emotions, wear your heart on your sleeves about the situation, you're not even asking the right questions, okay? So the issue with romanticizing is it makes you ignore what's important, okay? You are ignoring what you need to be paying attention to. You're often ignoring red flags. You're often ignoring the, like I said, the questions that you need to be asking these people on these dates. You're often thinking about the wrong thing. You worry about the wrong thing, and you're romanticizing. And it's hard, because if you are a person and you're open and you're loving, that's not a bad thing. You gotta put it in your pocket until it's time for that, okay? So I'll give you an example. I was going out with this guy, and our first date was amazing. Like, we had the best first date, because I love date. I don't know what it is about me, but if we got a first date and we go to multiple spots, like we go to like 3-4 different spots, that always is going to be a highlight to me, because that meant that we enjoyed our time together. So it made us want to not part from each other. So we're going to spot after spot after spot, right?
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
So that was this kind of date. And we're going to spot at the spot. He's telling me his life story. He's telling me all about him, et cetera, et cetera. So on this date, me and him had been talking for like a month before we actually went on a date because it was a long distance. So we were trying to figure out when I was going to be where he was going to be where I was. So after this date, y'all, I'm over here telephones. I'm like, oh my God, he's different, y'all. I done said that so many times. They do not be the difference. They be so the same. Oh, y'all, he's different. He's this, he's that. So I romanticized our first date so much that when the red flags started happening, I was not ignoring them, but I was kind of like, I'm gonna put a sticky note there. I'm not gonna call it out because he was so cool. I loved our first date, blah, 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 blah. So it made me spend more time than I was necessary on this guy because I really could have eliminated him sooner and called him out quicker. But because our first date was so good, I romanticized what we could be because I'm like, oh my God, but that first date. And it's kind of like why people stay in abusive situations for a long time. And I'm talking verbally abusive, emotionally abusive, physically abusive, because this person came into your life and they were so wonderful to the point where you romanticized them and then they became a monster. So now you're waiting on them to go back to being that person that they once were. But honestly, they were never that person. How many times have you remained in a relationship with somebody because you met something that was great in the beginning and then they turned to be something evil or just something unhealthy or toxic in the end, and you stayed because you were waiting on them to morph back into the person they were in the beginning, but they were never that person to begin with, right? So that is the danger of romanticizing. So I want you to release that and don't romanticize. It's way easier said than done. But when you go into these dating situations, you need to go in with your head first and not your heart first, because you need to be asking the right questions if you are intentionally dating. Now, if you're just out here being all willy-nilly and you just dating for fun, this ain't for you. But it might be for you because you could romanticize yourself into a toxic relationship, and I don't want that for you. But if you really are here intentionally dating, I want you to be asking the right questions. If you get that, I want you to enjoy the date, and if it is a good date, acknowledge that, but I still want you to get down to the nitty-gritty. Ask them the right questions. Like, let them ask them, what is it that you're looking for? Like, what is it that you want from me? Like, what are your goals? What are your values? What are you spiritually aligned with? Like, what's going on? Because I know we kicking and we having a good time and we joking, but nah, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Because when you ask the right questions, you will weed out the wrong people. Booyah, that is a bar. When you ask the right questions, you will weed out the wrong people. Point blank, period. Okay? It's a bar. All right, that's all I got. Now, if you are struggling because you have romanticized yourself into a toxic relationship, be sure to pick up my book, How to X Your Ex, A Guide to Getting Past an Unhealthy Relationship, because y'all need it. Some of y'all need it. Some of y'all been going back and forth with the same person for 6-7 years. You need to get on up out of there, because the person that you thought they were never that person. So go ahead and exit stage left, to the left, to the left. All right, until next time, tune in every week on a Thursday for Terms Every Single Woman Should Know. Bye.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.